Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had to get the county executive, Rich Schroed, about this dramatic drop in numbers of folks on public transit. By the way, not surprising, quite frankly, and I'm not picking on government for not making immediate cuts. That's absurd and ignorant. Truth is, most of us are sitting in empty offices. And big business is trying to figure it out, man. And they're trying to figure out downtown, and they're trying to figure out mass transit, and they're trying to figure out funding. And the world is changing minute by minute. But the numbers are astounding. If you drill down on it, some routes, ridership has dropped by 64%. Ridership on the light rails has dropped by 76%. And ridership overall in public transit down by 50%. And I wanted to snag the county executive to see if they're taking a look at this stuff, and I'm sure they are. Fitz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Boy, you're 100% right. The world has really changed in so many ways, but the pandemic really accelerated this kind of work from home,
yes,
or work remotely, work virtually, however you want to say it. So big office complexes, big office footprints in areas like downtowns all across America are changing. And obviously transit patterns are changing as well.
Are you, I don't think you are because you're on top of this stuff, but are you kind of, I was actually kind of shocked by the dramatic drop in some of the lines.
Well, no, because I had, you know, been talking to Director Catherine Kellerman and her team about that, and they are having lots of conversations, and the planning people are looking at some of the changes that you've seen in the media recently. Certain lines are way down, where some neighborhoods where people do have the ability to work from home, work remotely, and some jobs have that obvious way of doing things. And you're going to see more and more of this about buildings, I think, that are being put on the market or going to be converted, say, from commercial to residential in some of our, you know, more densely worked areas like downtown Oakland, Strip District, et cetera. You're going to see that. But some of these work where people do have to work at the work site, no, there hasn't been a big drop-off. So, you know, people that clean office buildings, for example, or work in security that do have to come in, and they come in different shifts. So I think rather than the traditional, like, 8 to 4:30 bus routes and train routes that the Port Authority would operate, that Pittsburgh Regional Transit would operate, I still use the old name, unfortunately, but that's exactly what they're taking a look at. And I think there will be changes coming down the road. And we're no different here in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County than other places across the country.
Well, using Denver as an example, a market that's exploding. However, dramatic drop in the number of folks using public transit. Dramatic drop in the number of folks going back to work. We spent our lives trying to get more mass transit. Does this make it irrelevant, Fitz, mass transit?
No, I don't think it makes it irrelevant, but I think it's just going to be different, and I think the scheduling will be different. So instead of having, you know, a lot of concentration of transit buses or light rail vehicles at, again, the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hours in the morning, where it would traditionally go to be more sparsely populated at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock in the morning, some of that may shift and may change. It may also be reduced in some ways, because obviously if the ridership isn't there, the funding is not going to be there, both from the fare box and the support that comes from, you know, the state and federal governments when it comes to supporting transit.
Hey, we've talked about this. If folks don't want to work downtown right now, why the hell would they want to live downtown? Seriously, why?
Well, we are seeing the downtown housing market is still pretty strong, because in downtown, you've got the cultural amenities that we all love, you know, the art galleries, the opera, the symphony, the ballet, the sports venues, the restaurants. There's still a dynamism about a neighborhood in downtown. So that is still pretty strong. So that's kind of why you're starting to see some of the building owners and some of the developers who are converting some of the office commercial space into residential space. So that it remains strong at this point. And obviously having a vibrant downtown as a neighborhood, right, like Bloomfield, oh, right, or yeah, Beachview, or, you know, Manchester, or some of the neighborhoods that we know about, with grocery stores and parks and playgrounds and, you know, the safety issue and all the kind of things that, you know, we've been talking about.
Reimagine it or lose it, right?
Well, one way or the other, yeah. But it's, you know, you've got, you know, this beautiful downtown, right, with, right, you know, the riverfront, yep, and Point State Park, and there's just so much here, and people do love to live here. But we've got to make sure, you know, we have a neighborhood that's, again, desirable, like some of the other neighborhoods I described.
And safe. And safe.
And safe. Oh, safe anywhere, whether you're in Mount Lebanon, whether you're in Ross Township, Monroeville, Bloomfield, wherever it might be. Yeah, people want to be safe. You want to be able to walk out, go get a cup of coffee, go get a beer, go get a sandwich, you know, go to a pick up something at the drugstore, you know, whatever it might be, go to a show, go to a movie. You know, you want to have all those kind of things that other, you know, neighborhoods that we have all come to love have.
County Executive Fitzgerald, but you're going to have to take a close look at mass transit like you never have before, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, we've you know, you used to talk about a percentage, 2 or 3% going up or down and making adjustments here to this route or that route. But this is a massive change that I think all of us are living with.
Yep.
Whether you work, yep, in an office that used to be people would come in every day, maybe now they come in one day a week or 2 days a week, and your meetings are different now with virtual Zoom, you know, Microsoft Teams, whatever, yep, it might be. The workplace has changed. And a lot of it, quite frankly, is being driven by, you know, some of the new workers that are coming into the workforce, the 20 and 30-year-olds.
Thanks, Fitz. Appreciate you, man.
All right, Marty. Take care.
I don't like it. I like being at work. I like being face-to-face. Had a long talk with all my family and friends this weekend about it. I think we're like plants that need sunlight. We kind of need to be around each other to soak up the personality. The tactile response to a smile or a handshake. And honestly, I see my boss every day. Every day he's here, before I am. And every day we talk, every single day. As a result, we have a relationship. Seriously, if he wasn't here, if I wasn't here, on a Zoom call, no relationship. You check in, you check out, I'm out of here. Look, I get it. I get it that folks are working remotely. I just don't think it works. I just think it sucks. Just my opinion.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.